Hey, welcome to Graham Jones Ministries. It's great to have you here for our daily teaching video. In a moment, I'm going to jump into my series for the whole month. I'll be talking about how to receive and minister God's healing power in our lives, how to be part of a church that flows in the healing power of Jesus. I'm going to be answering questions and laying a foundation for that. Hey, a couple of practical things while you're here. Do check out my website, gjm.org. Lots of good things happening there. My online ministry school. I want to say thank you to all of our ministry partners as well. They are those who commit to pray and support what we do financially. So thank you for that. If you're interested in joining that group, there's a link below. And lastly, I have a 3-hour teaching on how to receive healing. And I've seen many people healed through listening to this. We sell this, but normally we'd love at the moment we'd like to give it as a free gift to anybody who signs up for our email newsletter. So there'll be a link below and we will give you a digital download of this series. Great. Again, if you're on YouTube, why not hit the subscribe button there? Why not share this video with others? And let's go into that daily teaching. Today we're going to begin a new series, and for the next few days and weeks, I'm going to be talking about the subject of healing. About divine healing. I'm going to be recommending some books, but more than anything else, I'm going to be recommending God's Word in this book. And I want to take you on a journey into healing. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. What I've learned over many years is we don't simply get faith by praying. We don't get faith by asking for faith. It's interesting in I believe it's Luke 18. The disciples come and say, Lord, increase our faith. And the Bible doesn't say Jesus lined them up and went boom. He said, you take your faith like a grain of seed and you plant it. You do something with it. So faith grows. Somebody once came to Smith Wigglesworth and said, how do you get so great faith? And Wigglesworth answered, he said, First the corn, then the blade, then the full corn in the blade. He was quoting Mark 4. He's basically saying you plant faith. Plant the word and the word will produce faith. And if you go to a church where they teach often that you need to be saved and Jesus is saving power, faith for salvation will arise in your heart. I've said to many of my Catholic friends in France, a priest once asked me, like, how do I help more people get born again? And I said, preach on it. Just keep talking about it, keep preaching on it, and faith, keep letting people know every week you're a sinner outside of Christ, you need to get born again, being sprinkled isn't enough, and all that kind of thing. You need a saving relationship with Jesus, and faith will begin to arise for that, and it will begin to happen. When you sow corn, you will reap corn. And I believe when we sow healing, we will reap healing. And it is interesting that, and we're going to cover this in this series, that at times religion, and by religion I mean Pentecostal, charismatic, evangelical, third wave in the river, word of faith, at times we have religious thinking about healing that is not helping us. So I want to create a context here where I come every day and we're going to talk for probably about 10 minutes or so and lay some foundations concerning healing. Good. You know, what we believe really matters, and I have had that experience for many years. One of the saddest things I've gone through, and sadly I go through it relatively often, especially in traveling, is when somebody asks me to pray for maybe a husband or wife, you know, maybe somebody dying, and they want healing, but they're not willing to recalibrate. They're not willing to look at what they actually believe. You know, you probably all heard the story about how I don't know if it's a true story, but they say in India they catch monkeys by having a glass jar full of peanuts with a very small opening, a neck to it. And then the monkey will come along and slide its hand, you know, really thin hand in and grab a fistful of peanuts. But with a fistful of peanuts, he can't get his hand out. And he's not letting go of those peanuts. And then the hunter comes up and literally captures the monkey. The monkey could let go of the peanuts and run away, but it won't let go of those peanuts, even though it knows it's going to die because of those peanuts. And I think at times we have beliefs which sound spiritual, which sound religious, and yet they're not from the Bible. They're really not. I'll cover a few of those this week, but I want to challenge you, be willing to let go of our ways. Be willing to let go of how mama did it or how your church did it or how my, if how my church does it doesn't match up with the Bible. Let's throw it away. Come on, a few other things on this just in way of introduction today as well. Healing really matters. There is an idea current in a lot of evangelical thinking that, well, it's character that matters. It's integrity that matters. We should want the character of Jesus, and that it is. There's an idea put around. It's not usually said, but it's said in an kind of an underground way. It's not said overtly. It's said invertly that it's wrong to go after the power of God. We shouldn't always talk about miracles and signs and wonders. We should want to be transformed in our character, things like that. Amen. I agree with that, but I don't think we should choose. I think we should want the 9 fruits of the Spirit, and we should want the 9 gifts of the Spirit. I think we need the miracles, the miracle working power of God in our generation like never before. You know, it's an interesting thought, but Jesus needed the miracle working power of God. Jesus had a witness called John the Baptist. John's whole ministry was to point the finger, was to point the way at Jesus, was to say, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." That was John's call to validate Jesus. And yet it's interesting, Jesus said in the epistle, in the Gospel of John, he said, "John came as a witness for you." But he said, "I don't need John." Jesus said, "If I don't do the miracles, if I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me." He said, "I don't accept even the testimony of John." He said, "Heaven testifies to the ministry that I've been given." He said, if you don't believe, if you don't see those miracles, don't believe. And that's a powerful statement to say. But in effect, it's actually what Jesus said to his disciples. Mark 16, "Go into the world, preach the gospel to every creature. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they'll cast out demons, speak with new tongues, lay hands on the sick, they'll recover," you know, etc. So actually it's really important that we have these signs, wonders, and miracles as a, not once in a blue moon, but as a normal part of the church. I want anybody to come to this church I lead every week and see God heal the sick. I want it to be normal. I want people to be healed. I want people to see people healed. And I want there to be testimonies of healing every single week. That doesn't mean maybe Christmas and Easter. We don't do that. But that should be a normal part of Christianity. You know, it's interesting. For years, I've done many crusades in India. I've done them in Africa, but mainly India, places like that, Romania. And we often have that idea, well, we need signs and wonders and miracles when we go to, quote unquote, heathen nations, developing nations. You know, I've gone to India. In India, they have 33 million gods, the Hindus. I like to say the reason I've come is I've come to introduce you to one who can do one that your gods can't do. I once went into an idol store in India where they manufactured and sold little idols you could buy. And the guy was very happy to see me, you know, a rich Westerner in his mindset. And he tried to sell me an idol. And I was probably being a bit mean, but I was teasing him. And I said, do you have an idol that can heal the sick? He said, "No, we're out of stock." I said, "Do you have an idol that can open blind eyes?" "No." I said, "Do you have an idol that can talk and speak to me?" "No." I said, I had a little baby daughter at the time. I said, "Do you have an idol if I take it home, it can hug my daughter and love her?" "No." And then I asked a really big one. I said, "Do you have an idol that forgives sins? Because I'm a sinner and I need a God who forgives sins." And they were out of stock as well. So I told them about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And here's my point, though. Many of us in Christianity in the West, we've accepted, oh, it's easy to see miracles in Africa and India and places like that. Well, it's easy because we believe it's easy, number one. But we've also accepted the idea that to convert the nations of the world, we need the power of God. But in a way, we haven't applied that to the United States, to Europe. And at the moment, we are living in a heathen nation. Now, I know somebody's going to write to me and say the Pilgrims at the Rock prayed prayers and this is a Christian nation. But if you go to the local college campus, this is not a Christian nation. If you switch on your TV or read the New York Times, this is not a Christian nation. And we have a nation which no longer believes in God. We have a nation which no longer believes in sin. We have a nation which is not very tolerant of even people going to church or believing things. And I'm all for getting engaged politically and standing up for our rights and social engagement in these things, voting. But I think America, I mean, I live in America and I'm about to become an American citizen. So let's talk about this nation. This nation needs to see the raw, unadulterated power of God. This nation needs to see blind eyes open. This nation, you know, once years ago in India, I had a grandma bring a girl who was born deaf and dumb to the front of the stage and basically yell at me and say, "You say your God heals her, heal her." And long story short, we ended up bringing the girl on the stage and in front of the whole town, it was like we're either going to get killed or revival's going to break out. And in front of the whole town, we prayed for this girl and God opened her ears and loosed her tongue. And here's my point though. I mean, I'm happy for the girl, I really am, but the whole town came to Christ. Let me say that again, the whole town came to Christ. I think if we're gonna see New England come to Christ, if we're gonna see New York City, if we're gonna see this nation and the world engage with the gospel, we need that same thing that says, "Lord, we're gonna believe you for big miracles. We're gonna believe you to raise the dead and do glorious things." So it's important that we don't look at this subject simply as a cute little thing. Oh, we have a prayer team and we pray for folks after. And, you know, if you've got a bunion or a cold, we'll pray for you. Amen. But if you have a cancer, if you're blind, we'll pray for you. If you're whatever you're going on, we have a healing God. Boom. I'm going to end with this today and we're going to carry on tomorrow. But I want you to think about this as we close today. Is it always God's will to heal? I really want you to think about that. I think, I confess in my younger days, in the 80s when I began preaching, I wasn't sure it was always God's will. I'd see at times people get healed. I'd see at times people not get healed. And I would have that attitude, well, you know, I don't know, is it always God's will? And I came to the conclusion in my younger years that if it's God's will to heal everybody, I want that settled in my heart. I really want to know. I want to be 100% on that. And I want to preach it boldly all the days of my life. And if it's not God's will to heal everybody, then it is unfair, it is unjust, it is unrighteous, it is wrong for me to go to somebody. If God's not wanting to heal somebody who's on a deathbed, if I simply go and saying it's God's will to heal everybody, I'm hurting that person. I'm not doing God's work. And it's either true or it's wrong, but it can't be half true. And I have settled those issues in my own heart where I know what I believe. And what I want to do, what I'm going to challenge you again to do in this series is not believe something because I say so, but really go back and look at the Bible again and see what does the Bible really say about these things and how can we really engage with them in Jesus' name. Good. Hey guys, thank you for watching. Let me give you a few more announcements there and I'll be back tomorrow with another teaching.